Hi, I'm Jared Vandermeulen. You're listening to World Watch Weekly from Open Doors Canada. On today's special bonus episode, we're celebrating Brother Andrew's 92nd birthday. For more information about Brother Andrew or about Open Doors Canada, you can go to www.opendoorsca.org. Hope you enjoy the episode.
Welcome to today's special bonus episode. We are incredibly excited to celebrate Brother Andrew's 92nd birthday.
Woohoo! Yay! Happy birthday, Brother Andrew.
Now, for those of you who don't know, Brother Andrew is the founder of Open Doors. In today's episode, we're going to tell you stories from Brother Andrew's life. Some you've maybe heard, but we've got stories that you've probably never heard about Brother Andrew. And so we can tell you a little bit about him and about what he's like.
Now, Brother Andrew is famously known as God's smuggler. Now, that's because in 1955, he began crossing the Iron Curtain in the Soviet bloc to seek out Christians. Once he went to a church, he saw a lady near the front of the church holding her Bible way out in front of her. And at first he thought, oh, maybe she needs glasses. He realized after a moment that she was holding the Bible out like this so that everyone around her could read along because they didn't have Bibles of their own.
So Brother Andrew began smuggling Bibles across the Iron Curtain into communist countries so that our brothers and sisters there could get their hands on God's Word. He smuggled them into all kinds of countries, including Poland, Czechoslovakia, Romania, Bulgaria, and even into the heart of communism itself, Russia. He would speak in churches and he would meet with Christians and strengthen them once he was told that your presence here is worth 10 of your best sermons. They were just so glad to know that they had not been forgotten by their Christian brothers and sisters living in liberty.
Yeah, one time he was hosting evangelistic meetings in Budapest. The crowds are so great there that they had to move from church to church every night for security reasons. Now, at the time in Hungary, Brother Andrew was not allowed to preach. He was only allowed to bring greetings. So greetings he would bring. He brought greetings from his family. He brought greetings from his home church. He brought greetings from the Apostle Paul, who had been kind enough to write them down for him in a letter so that he could read it out. Then he would explain that, well, the Apostle Peter found the Apostle Paul's letters a bit hard to understand. So then Andrew would explain the Apostle Peter's greetings as well.
Incredible. Brother Andrew would find ways to continue to share God's word with Christians wherever he could. Eventually, he wrote a book called God Smuggler to tell others about the situation facing our brothers and sisters in communist countries. That book is now a bestseller with more than 10 million copies sold. The interesting fact about it is that Brother Andrew never wanted the book to be called God Smuggler because he didn't see what he did as smuggling because he believed that everyone needed access to God's word. And yet the publisher wanted to call it God Smuggler, and so that's what they went with. And now he's known around the world as God Smuggler, even though it's a title that he never even liked. But when you read God Smuggler, you hear some incredible stories in that book and in the other books that Brother Andrew wrote. But after he wrote God Smuggler, he could no longer travel across the Iron Curtain. And so he began to focus on the Muslim world, discerning that it was a much bigger challenge than communism would ever be to the church. He was far ahead of others in seeing this.
And through all this, and still to today, Brother Andrew is above all a man of faith. You know, one of the most famous stories about him takes place on one of his earliest smuggling trips across the Iron Curtain. He knew that he wasn't going to be able to get the Bibles across the border relying on his own intuition and his own wits. So he decided to take steps that some people would consider foolish. He took the hidden Bibles in the car, he put them right on the passenger seat and decided, I'm going to rely on God alone to get the Bibles in. So he's approaching the border crossing and he's wondering what's going to happen. He prays a prayer, which we now call the smuggler's prayer. God, when you were on earth, you made blind eyes see. Today, I ask you to make seeing eyes blind. Sure enough, he pulls up to the border. The guards search the car. They never see the Bibles. And they let him through with no problems.
What an incredible story. And if you read God Smuggler, you'll read that story and many other stories of how God helped Brother Andrew get these Bibles across borders. Now, one of my favorite stories about Brother Andrew doesn't come from God Smuggler. It's a less known story, but it shows how Brother Andrew did whatever it takes to bring the good news of Jesus Christ to those who need it. And so one day, Brother Andrew was in East Germany visiting refugee camps, and he was handing out Bibles there in a bunch of different languages to these refugees that had come from other countries. When it was time to go home, he packed up the Bibles he had left over, figuring, or take them back home to Holland, send them out with other teams to the countries of their languages, and so that they're getting in the hands of persecuted believers. So he decides, I'm not even going to bother packing them up. I'm not going to hide them, because the East Germany border guards don't ever talk to me. They don't ever care about anything when I'm leaving the country. And so as he approaches the border, he gets stopped. The East German border officer says, sir, what's in those boxes? And so Brother Andrew's like, well, they're Bibles. And he's like, oh, you need to bring those inside. And so Brother Andrew picks them up and goes inside to their office, and they put them down, and the border guard starts looking through them and checking out all these Bibles. And says, what else do you have? And Brother Andrew says, I got lots of stuff. And so they go back out to the car. He says, what's in that box? And Brother Andrew says, it's a flannelgraph. And the East German border guard's like, I don't know what that is. What's a flannelgraph? And so as Brother Andrew tells the story, he developed the habit of telling very long sentences so that he could present the gospel. So this is how he responded. Well, sir, they are illustrated stories used to tell children about the Lord Jesus Christ, because even children can believe on him, and even children can love Jesus, who came into the world to save sinners, so that children and adults too, by simple faith, can have eternal life and go to heaven when they die. And so he presents the gospel in this answer. And so the border guard looks into the box, and he sees the files of the different stories, and he pulls one out and opens it up. And to Brother Andrew's horror, it's about Paul's missionary journeys. And so it's a map with dotted lines, cities all labeled, and Brother Andrew's like, goodness, it looks like a spy map.
Oh, wow.
And so the border guard is like, what is this? And so Brother Andrew launches into another long sentence in which he basically explains how Paul brought the gospel to Europe, and because he brought the gospel to Europe, we can know that Jesus died on the cross for our sins and go to heaven. And he tells he presents the gospel again. And so the guard is getting a little cross now. He says, bring this box inside as well. And so they go inside, and when they go inside, there's other officers looking at the box of Bibles and checking them out. And so this officer looks at another file folder, pulls it out, and it's the armor of God. He's like, you told me this was for children. And so Brother Andrew, seeing that he has a crowd, says, let me show you. And he sets up the flannelgraph, and he begins to go through the story. He puts up the boy with, you know, just in his white shorts, and says, pulls up the helmet of salvation and puts it on his head and begins to talk about the helmet of salvation and what it means to be saved. Then he pulls out the breastplate of righteousness and puts it on him and begins to talk about righteousness. And then he goes to pull out another one. And all of a sudden, the border guard says, stop. Because he realizes that Brother Andrew is preaching to them. And he says, get your Bibles, get your flannelgraph, and go. And Brother Andrew gets all his stuff up, gets back in the car, and gets to go on, having shared the gospel with a group of Eastern border guards.
Wow. That's an amazing story. I've never heard that one before. It's funny to think of a group of guards learning the gospel from a Sunday school flannelgraph. You know, while Brother Andrew is most well known because of his book, he never ever wanted prestige or notoriety. In fact, he's a very humble man who likes his privacy. Because he wanted to remain more private and to protect his privacy, God's Smuggler has never once, despite being translated into 35 languages, I believe, it was never ever translated into Dutch, which is Brother Andrew's native tongue.
Yeah, he didn't want to be a celebrity. There's another story. One day, Brother Andrew is in his garden. He loves gardening, loves being out in his garden, and he's working in his garden. All of a sudden, this tour bus full of tourists shows up at his house, and how they got his address, nobody seems to know. But the guy gets out of the bus, goes up to Brother Andrew, says, sir, is Brother Andrew in the house? So giving his most honest answer, and trying to be funny, because Brother Andrew has quite the sense of humor, he says, no, Brother Andrew is not in the house. Because, of course, he wasn't. He was in the garden. And so the guy gets back on the bus, and no one even recognizes him. See, they wanted to be able to, you know, see him and get away from him. And they did, and they didn't even know it.
Didn't even recognize him. Wow. You know, more than anything, Brother Andrew was, and he is, committed to Jesus Christ and to the church. He often talks about human rights. And for him, the three essential human rights that he was focused on was one, everyone in the world has the right to know who Jesus is. Number two, everyone who suffers for their faith in Christ has the right to assistance from the part of the body that Christ has blessed with liberty, knowledge, and resources to help. And number three, Christians have the right to know how God meets the needs of those who suffer for his name.
Yeah, so at Open Doors Canada, we exist because of these three things. We believe that everyone should hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. We believe that it should be the part of the DNA of every church and every Christian in Canada to pray for and support our persecuted family. And we believe that their stories will inspire the church in Canada to be faithful followers of Jesus.
We really hope you've enjoyed learning more about Brother Andrew and the work that he's done with Open Doors over the years. To find out more, visit the birthday blog we have on our website, and we'll post the link in the description of the podcast.
To end our episode, we want you to hear these challenging words from Brother Andrew about Open Doors in the persecuted church. May they encourage you to spend some time praying for our persecuted family this week.
There was a very poignant question asked us years ago in our transition period. And the question was asked, who owns Open Doors? Ever thought of that? Who owns Open Doors? Do we have shareholders? Do we as staff? And the answer, that this persecuted church owns Open Doors. It was like a revelation to me. That sets things straight. We are here because of them. And they will continue the battle because of us. We provide them, but it's one body. And one cannot say to the other part, I don't need you. No, I need them. Do they need me? Yes, they need me. They need you. That's how it works.
Thank you for listening to this episode of World Watch Weekly from Open Doors Canada. For more information on how to pray for our persecuted family, please visit our website, www.opendoorsca.org. Click Get Involved, and then click Prayer.